Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey everyone, this is Jason Lo, and welcome to another episode of the Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. So instead of unboxing shoes, toys, gadgets, or having mystery boxes, we unbox the wonders of life in your personality and the mysteries of life in terms of knowing why you do what you do. So the show is understanding your personality and how this affects the way you interpret failure, success, your meaning of effort, your meaning of winning, losing, the way you handle finances, why you do what you do. For today's episode, we are going to unbox adversity. Have you ever enrolled to Adversity University? I sure have. I've lost so much in the past, and today I consider it as tuition fee in Adversity University. Dr. Paul Stoltz shared in his book, Adversity Quotient at Work, that it makes everyday challenges easier and that it is the key to our success. Adversity. How you can come stronger, how you can grow from adversity, and how you can expand your capacity. Because each and every one of us, we have a human operating system. It means that it is the way we actually strengthen ourselves, how we understand ourselves. And we have that human operating system in place for adversity. You see, we face 23 different adversities a day. 23 adversities a day. For you to remember that, use the number of Michael Jordan. And from there, 23 every day. And you must apply your operating system by understanding and strengthening your adversity quotient, AQ. You probably heard of IQ, intellectual quotient, which we are more familiar with this. In fact, the school system promotes IQ. And then there's EQ, emotional quotient. There's actually no subject in class that teaches this, how to improve our emotions, to be aware of our emotions. In fact, I was talking to a friend last week, and she was sharing how her husband would react every time she says something. And usually that reaction is negative. And upon sharing the story, I felt like this guy, he has the IQ of probably above average IQ, but his EQ is like a 5-year-old's EQ, that he would react in almost anything negatively. So there are those who knows how to handle EQ but lower IQ, and they are more successful in life. And then there's SQ, spiritual quotient. So our connection to God. Some use that term. And then there's DQ, not the ice cream. And by the way, the EQ is not the diaper. DQ is desperation quotient. Okay? So the quotients that they use, it's actually sometimes overused. But EQ is integral to our success. You have IQ, I think those are the most important of all. IQ, EQ, AQ, and SQ. Okay? AQ is a discovery. It's an adventure. It describes your hardwired pattern of response to all forms and magnitudes of adversity. Let's say something happened to your life. Ano ba yung mga na-encounter mo na problema lately? Just think of your week, for example. Or kahit hindi week, kahapon, yesterday. What were some things that you have experienced that brought discomfort? Some slightly, others a lot of discomfort. And what was your response to that? One's capacity to maintain clarity, focus, and direction in adversity-rich times is dependent on our response ability. So if you cut that into responsibility, you have your response and your ability. Ability to what? To respond to certain situations right in front of you. Whether you respond positively, negatively, you respond in an empowering way or in a disempowering way. The human capacity is composed of talents, aptitudes, skills, experience, and will. And these capacities, we upgrade them. We upgrade our aptitudes, our talents, our skills. And this includes our AQ. Okay? So, yung AQ, napaka-importante niyan. Kumbaga, parang you will climb this mountain and that mountain represents your purpose. And there are factors that actually would hinder you that will prevent you from ascending the mountain. To get to the top, to achieve your goals, to make your dreams a reality. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my books, you can check them out on Shopee. Just type Unique, that's Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E, Unique Publishing, and you will find my four books there, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love on the four personality types and Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life, my book on behavioral finance. And this special promo is just for you, my podcast listeners. Chat us there that you discovered this promo here in my podcast and you will get for every purchase of my book, a free unique mask worth 250 pesos. You can choose from the different personality type designs there and grab a copy today. This promo is available until supplies last. We have distinct mountains, whether that mountain is a mountain, a personal mountain, you're climbing that for personal reasons, for growth, for development, for work, for your business. And take note that there are three types of climbers who go up that mountain. So the first one are the quitters. The quitters. Quitters are those who have abandoned their ascent. So for example, something happens, they have all the excuses in the world not to do it anymore. They quit. Some quit instantly. So quitting is easy because you actually avoid pain. And a lot of people, I teach performers and those who aren't performers. I just did a talk for an insurance company and yung mga tao na nandun sa talk na yon are those na meron ng tanning. In other words, in just 2 to 3 months, if they don't reach their quota, then it's bye-bye for them. And my opening is, guys, I don't believe that you are lazy. Wala naman taong tamad talaga. Konti lang. Alam ko kayo hindi kayo tamad. Takot lang kayo. And in the comment section over Zoom, they were agreeing with what I'm saying. Kasi the same people na hindi makapag-perform dun sa company, dun sa insurance company, are the same people who washes the dishes, does the laundry, helps the family, is overworked in their office. But when it comes to selling insurance, offering their services, they just can't seem to perform, yung napakaliit na quota, hindi pa nila maabot. Kasi hindi naman sila tamad. Takot sila. They're avoiding the stress. That's why they're procrastinating until they have procrastinated and procrastinated that it has become part of them and they've forgotten what their goal is all about. So quitters are like that. They quit because they are scared, because they have pride. They're afraid that if they fail, what would other people think of them? So they don't just exert any effort. Might as well avoid pain and grief. The second are the campers, those who settle in their comfort zones. Remember the saying? I heard this from Dr. John Maxwell. He said, we should always go out of our comfort zones so we can reach our courage zones, but never leave your strength zones. Okay, that's another topic for another day. So the campers, this actually resonated with me because when I had we had an opportunity to go to Bhutan, me and my wife, a few years ago, I had some speaking engagements there, 4 talks in 5 days. And during that 1 day break, we went up the tiger's nest. Bhutan, by the way, is a country sandwiched by India and China. It is a beautiful nation of almost 1 million people. And the food there is 100% organic. Fantastic place, deep traditions, rich culture. And, well, they have the tiger's nest, one of the most beautiful tourist attractions in the world. So some put the tiger's nest as one of their part of their bucket list. But when we got there, I wanted to remove it. I was wondering why people wanted to go up when it was so hard to do so. It took me around 15 minutes to get acclimated with the air because it's too thin. I can't breathe. We were just walking for like 5-10 minutes. I can't breathe anymore. We had to stay put until all of us can breathe properly. So after about 15 minutes, we started walking, going up. And I was about to die. I have never trekked. I have never hiked my whole life. And this was the first time. And it's like a boxer who wasn't even a professional boxer, but started picking a fight with Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. So I was about to quit my first hour. I can't make it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And then I saw some horses coming up. I found out that for people who go halfway, they can ride a horse. So I was telling myself, why didn't I think of this? But when I saw the horses climbing steep parts of the mountain, I thanked God that I didn't. So we were going up, my wife, myself, a couple friend, and then a few friends. And then when we reached this part of the mountain, which is called a halfway house, it is time to relax, to eat, to have coffee, hot soup, because the weather there is so cold. I was wearing 2 jackets and I still feel cold. I thought to myself, maybe it's time to rest. Maybe it's okay to just quit and enjoy the scenery. But I also thought about the tickets going there because we were spending $250 per person a day. Kaya konti mga backpackers dun sa Bhutan. $250 per person a day. Magkasama kami ng wife ko, so that's $500 a day. And naisip ko lang, I don't think I would come back here anytime soon. So if I don't do this, I might have the chance again. So at the halfway house, I willed myself to continue going up while my wife stayed and our other friend stayed. And it was Lian. Kat, and Honey stayed behind, and Lian, he asked me, Jace, ano, tutuloy ba tayo? Sabi ko, of course, we're already here, let's do this. But iniisip ko, if Lian didn't want to continue, I might have said, okay, stop na tayo. I was happy that he said, okay, let's go. Because he's a steady Carabao. He's quite supportive. So he was supportive of our ascent. And while going up, my goodness, kung kanina mamamatay na ako, I feel like I was in heaven right now walking. I can feel. It's like it's an out-of-body experience. And there were parts of that trek that's really scary because medyo steep siya, maliit yung yung walkway, tapos may kasalubong ka pa. So ganun yung yung eksena. But when I saw the tiger's nest, the temple, konti na lang. And then konti na lang. I was telling myself, konti na lang. And when we got there, nawala lahat yung pagod ko. It was so worth it. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then yung nawala yung pagod ko, I remembered we had to go back down again. We went up at around 8 a.m., got down, got back at around 4 p.m. But we came back to the halfway house there in the middle. And when I saw my wife is okay. And Honey was also okay. They're okay that they stay there. Nakapagkwentuhan sila. But I saw the faces of a lot of people there. A lot of men, actually, who looked like they just came from a funeral. Ang lungkot nila. Nakita mo yung mga mukha. Talagang parang, alam mo, they're not happy. Especially when they see their friends who made that climb and who got back because they told them how beautiful it is at the top. How beautiful it is to go inside that temple and to witness it. A once-in-a-lifetime experience. Some of you, you may feel like the climb is so difficult. You want to quit. And you didn't. But you're halfway through and you became a camper. Telling you right now, it's time to pack your bags again and go up that climb. It's going to be worth it. And when you get there on top, you'll find out that I thought I couldn't make it, but I'm here today. And you still will have the energy to go back down the mountain again so that you can climb more mountains in your life. Camper. So sad to be a camper because you see people who exerted effort and these people are like you. They don't have that yung tipong parehas lang kayo ng kakayahan, but they just made the climb. That's the difference between them and you regretted that. Well, don't live with regrets. There's still time to climb that mountain, or if not, it's time to climb a new mountain. But make sure that you don't camp, make sure that you climb all the way to the top. And the last one, well, I've been talking about them, are the climbers. They are those who are relentless in their ascent. That no matter what, they would go up to the top, failures and all, heartaches and all. Because they know that they are responsibility for their destiny. That's why they actually upgrade their responsibility. Bernie Siegel. Dr. Bernie Siegel said, if you watch how nature deals with adversity, continually renewing itself, you cannot help but learn. I love that quote. As you may have known by now, EQ is a good predictor of how you'll be successful. And it is also a good predictor to wealth. How successful financially you will be. The opposite of EQ is learned helplessness. Helplessness are those who believe a given setback is far-reaching and long-lasting and are more likely to believe that what they do will not matter at all. So these people, they have accepted their fate. It's as if they feel like they can't grow anymore. They're like this anymore. And that nothing they do will ever change that. But science says that our brain actually grows. And hardwiring patterns is one of the greatest capacities of the brain. In other words, those limiting beliefs are just patterns in our mind. The quitting that we do in our life, all the times that we have given up, they are just patterns that you can break. It starts in your mind. The beauty about your mind is that you can change your mind to be more accepting of adversity as part of your life. Amazing things that we can learn from adversity. Adversity University is knowing that adversity can help me grow as a person and it can help me climb bigger and bigger mountains. But don't think about those big mountains first. Think about the mountain right in front of you. No matter how small it is, you climb it to the top. Next mountain, you climb it to the top. Another mountain, you climb it to the top. Okay? And as you go higher and higher, you achieve more and more. And then you become more confident that you can do great things if you embrace adversity. Learn from adversity, because adversity is not your foe. Adversity is your friend. Adversity plays a predominant role in your brain. So we literally bathe in our thoughts and emotions, right? We do this every day. And if you actually use this programming to influence you, that adversity can build up your muscles to deal with more pain. Huh? Tandaan nyo, the more success, the more failures you will encounter and the more pain. But the more you grow as a person, the more it wouldn't matter anymore because you have outgrown it. Are you looking for a speaker? Well, look no further. For a fun-filled, engaging, relevant, informative, and meaningful session, you can email us at info@jasonlaw.com. We will send your company or organization a client engagement form so we would know more of your needs and customize a talk just for you. If you want to go deeper into the four personality types, join my unique workshop to know the strengths and weaknesses of people and to understand why they do what they do. Never look at yourself and others the same way again, and be fluent in the language that people communicate in, the language of success. For aspiring speakers, join my No Dull Moments Speak and Sell Your Way to a six-digit income. This is also applicable to entrepreneurs, salespeople, career people. If you want to speak effectively, eloquently, and use the power of words to advance your career, advance your business, this workshop is for you. Organize your thoughts with clarity and deliver your speeches with impact so that you can produce a no dull moment experience every single time. Email us at info@jasonlaw.com. I hope to see you in one of your events or in one of my workshops very, very soon. Remember when we were kids, it's as if pasa natin yung mundo. I did this talk in Tacloban for one of the schools there, an international school in Tacloban. And it's the principal was telling me, you know, we have students here. One student approached me, "Ma'am, I can't take this anymore. I'm so stressed out. I don't have time for myself. I'm so busy. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what my purpose is." The principal answered her, "Iha, you're only 8 years old." True story. An 8 year old who doesn't know what her purpose in life is. And my daughters, we were teaching them how to ask better questions. So my daughter asked me, "Daddy, are we rich, or are we upper middle class or lower middle class or lower than lower middle class? And I told her, you know, Gabby, kids do not ask these questions. They don't usually ask these kinds of questions. You continue asking those questions. And let me answer that for you. But before I answered, she then asked me with another question. But Dad, what is our role in society? And then my other daughter, Alexa, asked, Dad, what is the purpose of life? And then I figured out, you know, good time na pala ako. Yan, sarap pag-untugin. Yung AQ kasi, no, kaya ang galing niya, no, it can shape your reality. Your reality is not your reality. It is what you have placed in your mind. And AQ can shape that reality. AQ can help you shape your thinking and shape your destiny. Just amazing. Just amazing. Kumbaga, kapag ito na yung pinag-uusapan natin, no? Are you a quitter? Are you a climber? Or rather, are you a camper or are you a climber? Once you see that, this is from Seneca, the philosopher, he said, difficulty strengthens the mind as labor does the body. If you cannot lift 20 pounds bench press, aba, ginawa mo several times, naging 25, naging 30, naging 50, naging 100. Okay? Yung adversity na may encounter mo also increases. And the more it increases, the more opportunities you can actually open your arms to. Okay? Because your arms are stronger, wider, has better reach. Or if not, then ano yung mangyayari nun? You will actually shrink your muscles, shrink yourself. You will be shrinking your confidence, your belief, and you will also shrink your reality. Now, when you say AQ, you remember this, the acronym CORE. Okay? The acronym CORE. C stands for control. Okay? It stands for control. It's your perceived ability to alter a situation. Again, that's what you call responsibility. Because as opportunity expands the soul, with opportunity comes, you guessed it, adversity. And it comes with, you guessed it again, enrolling in adversity university. Argue for your limitations and they are surely yours. Lalim, no? Okay? They say that excuses. The most intelligent people create the most sophisticated excuses. If that is you, then I'd rather be dumb and foolish rather than be intelligent. Matalino ka ba? Or bobo pagdating sa adversity? Or mali question. Matalino ka ba in your excuses? Or bobo ka pagdating sa mga excuses mo? Pipiliin ko na maging bobo sa excuses rather than napakatalino. You have a PhD in excuse. So responsibility. And then yung O naman is ownership. It assesses the extent to which you take it upon yourself to improve the situation at hand regardless of its cost. So ownership, you know the things that you can control, you know the things that you can't control. And you focus on those things that you can. Okay? Control, ownership, and then ang ownership, it requires accountability. Kasi you own it eh. If you own it, you will take care of it much better. If you own that dream on top of the mountain, you will take care of that journey. You will do whatever it takes. Right? Kaya minsan ang mga tao, let's say for work, meron kang mga bagay in your work like a mountain that you have to climb. But if you don't feel like you own that work, it's your company who owns it, not you. Pinapayaman mo lang yung boss mo, hindi ikaw, then you can always quit. Kaya daming mga taong, daming mga workers, employees who quit because they think of their work as if hindi sila may-ari nun. ownership. Okay? Kaya nga yung mga nagiging successful sa work, yung mga nag-e-excel, tingin nila sa work nila, hindi sila empleyado. Ang tingin nila sa sarili nila, they are the boss. They are the CEO of their life and they are the president of their work. They own their work. Own adversity. You got this. You own it. Next is reach. Remember when I said, your reach, mas malaki ang muscles mo, mas malawak ang reach mo. Reach explores how far you let adversity go into other areas of your life. Adversity and also opportunities. Kumbaga, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. John Milton said, the mind is its own place and in itself can make a heaven of hell or a hell of heaven. I know a lot of people who have made a hell of heaven. Grabe yung blessings nila, grabe yung bahay, ang ganda ng asawa, nangangaliwa pa, agawa pa ng bisyo, pagsusugal pa. Kaya na nilang mag-retire sa kanilang pera pero hindi sila mapakali. They will lulustay nila yun sa bisyo. They have made a hell of heaven. And then, we also know of people who have made a heaven of hell. Talagang impyerno na yung buhay sa lahat-lahat ng pinagdaanan nila, lahat ng mga failures, emotionally, psychologically. And yet they made those failures, they made those experiences stepping stones that eventually have led them on top of the mountain that they are climbing. Yung reach natin becomes the power of self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So yung mga nangyayari sa atin right now, kung may adversity, naapektuhan ba lahat? Meron kang problema sa work, naapektuhan ba yung family mo, naapektuhan yung time with your kids, your conversations with your wife, right? And it's so baffling sometimes when, you know, I collect designer toys, mga art toys. And yung mga art toys, yung iba may kamahalan and nag-a-appreciate yung value because of kung rare siya. And meron naman iba, bumabagsak yung price para ka nasa stock market or mga art, right? Art toys. And there are some grown men who would buy these art toys and with the slightest offense, they would sell everything. Okay? So yung offense nila, let's say sa isang event na pumila sila, tapos hindi sila nakapasok dun sa event na yon dahil puno na. So sa sobrang bad trip nila, bebenta na nila yung buong collection nila, naapektuhan na. And ang toys, they're supposed to be stress relievers. And it did the opposite for them. It gave them so much stress. Okay? Or for example, yung papasok ka ng work, di ba? Tapos you need to do a lot of things. Biglang umulan. Ay, nakakatamad. Ang sarap ng ano. I will just take a leave today. That the weather affected your work. What are experiences in your life that affects everything else? And I am guilty of this. I guess if I would look at all these principles, mine would be the reach. In core, control, ownership, mine would be the reach. Something that I have to really be mindful of. And the last one is endurance. Letter E, endurance. This is how long one perceives the adversity will endure. In the concentration camps during the time of when the Nazis invaded Europe and millions of Jews were annihilated. It's interesting in the Indomitable Human Spirit by Ernest Shackleton. He said that the perception that no matter how dismal the present, it will improve, or that this too shall pass. It was vital to the resilience both during and after their nightmare. The concentration camps were places where there's limitless torture, limitless pain, starvation, death. And yet some came out of those situations and became climbers rather than quitters or campers. Because they embrace their adversity and made them much stronger to face bigger adversities, and therefore being able to open their arms to bigger opportunities as well. Winston Churchill said, if this is a blessing, it is certainly very well disguised. So the adversity you're experiencing, they are blessings in disguise. And those blessings actually will help you change the meaning of your experiences. The meaning that you give an event is the event. Ano ba yung meaning na yan? Those are the four things this is about, unboxing adversity. And before we continue, let us listen to some of the shows of our partner, Podcast Network Asia.
Hi there, I'm Coach Laika Maravilla. Whether you're looking for a new opportunity, a new position, or a promotion, I'm here to help you land your dream job. Let me walk you through what you need to do before, during, and after your next job interview in the Get Hired podcast. Listen, learn, and get hired now.
Welcome back to The Unique Life, where we unbox the real you, Jason Law. Here, unboxing adversity. I mentioned that the meaning that you give an event is the event. So if you experience something in your life, the meaning in your mind of whatever it is you associate that experience will be that event, will be the your experience. Whether binigyan ka ng chocolate cake, tapos nag-react, galit na galit ka, ayaw mong kainin, ayun pala, when you were little, on your birthday, your friends pranked you and they gave you a chocolate cake, but instead of you eating it, they put it on a chair and you sat on that cake and you cried yourself to sleep at night, that night, and then your meaning of chocolate cakes were never the same again. Or, for example, your meaning, yung nabasted ka. Every time na nababasted ka, you feel like, wow, I'm gonna do it again because I'm learning so much. So yung pagiging babasted sa'yo, it becomes positive. Dahil sa itsura ko, alam ko, babasted din niya ako, but okay lang, I will try. And then you were able to reach that mountaintop, you married a beauty queen, aba. Or you're talking to clients, sabi sa Pareto Law, when you talk to clients, 10 people, 8 will say no, 2 will say yes. So pag nasa pang 7th ka na ng rejection, wow, one more and I will get my yes, because this is the 8th rejection. Your meaning. The meaning that you give an event is the event. So those are the things that you will learn that we have unboxed in adversity and enrolling in Adversity University, the quitters, the campers, and the climbers. And the core four would be control, ownership, and then letter R is for reach and E is for endurance. If you've learned something, please email me at jason@jasonlaw.com. Please also like my social media accounts. I am active on Facebook and also active on YouTube, Instagram. But here are some of my latest, my handle in Laika. That's Jason Law, JaysonLaw. And if you're interested, I will do an episode on how I have earned on my first month in Laika. And that's going to be an interesting episode. I'm also active on Kumu, the streaming app. You can hear me there. Some of my podcasts, I also broadcast there. And also on TikTok. Yeah, nakikimillennial tayo. So for those of you who are listeners here, who are regular listeners, I also have a secret episode, podcast episode, just specifically for you guys. And this will be about the four personality types, something that I have never shared before publicly. The most important and the most destructive things that the four personality types should be dealing with. Whew, that was a lot. Amazing time with you guys. Thank you so much. Again, this is Jason Law. I'll see you again next week here in The Unique Life, where we unbox you and the wonders of your personality. God bless everyone.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.